You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. What do we say on this day of the week? It is a Wednesday, so we say, WTW. Yes, welcome to Wednesday. It is February. It is the 8th day of February. And starting us off this morning, remember yesterday we decided to look at somebody whose birthday on this day was, well, rather prominent. And we started off in the world of literature yesterday with Charles Dickens. And we're going to continue with literature. This time it's Jules Verne, who was born back in 1828, a French author who pioneered the science fiction genre, best known for novels such as 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, A Journey to the Center of the Earth, and Around the World in 80 Days. He's been the second most translated author in the world since 1979, ranking between Agatha Christie and William Shakespeare.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Golden Day.
Thank you.
spending it with you. And every time you say that, life is so much more.
Tell you what, you're in for another one of those here in Panama. The sun is making its way up right now. It's going to be another lovely Panama summer's day. And this is Golden Days. That comes from the band Matt Bianco, a British band. They were formed back in 1983, mainly known for their success in the mid-1980s and their jazz Latin-flavoured music. The group's name suggests that Matt Bianco is a person, often assumed to be an alias for the main member, frontman. That's a guy called Mark O'Reilly. Well, according to the group, however, Matt is in fact a name of a made-up spy, a secret agent. We love spy TV themes and film scores. So that's how that name came about. We're 7 after 7 this morning on The Breakfast Show. It's a lovely Wednesday morning.
Sunshine, be
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
She was quite something in her time. Grace Jones there, and I Need a Man. She was an actress, she was a model, she was a singer. And I remember being interviewed. It was, I can't remember who was interviewing her now. But anyway, he said something to her. She just got up, slapped his face, and walked out. I had the name in my head a few minutes ago. It's gone, but that's nothing unusual, is it? Time on The Breakfast Show, we're just making our way to 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, and that, of course, means one thing. Time to get you cleaned up and on your way to where it is you're going on this Wednesday. It is February the 8th, if you just open those sleepy eyes. And let me see, what have I got for you? Oh, we've got these people back, hold on. Here they are. They're all in the shower with you this morning.
Got you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oye, mira, mira, mira. No matter how pretty you are, nobody cares how you wear your hair. Oh, thank you very much. I love you. The Sexolettes. I love you.
There we go. Discotheques and the Sexolettes. And get dancing in the shower this morning. Out of the shower you get. Come on. How are we going to have an absolutely wonderful Wednesday? I know we are. Now, I tell you what, let me see. What have we got lined up for today? It is Wednesday, and I'm happy to say we've got Andreas. Andreas Clementi's coming in to chat with us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. He's going to be looking at what's in the movies. I know he's been to see the new film about Whitney Houston, so he'll be chatting to us about that. So that's coming up. Also, we've got our everyday story of country folk with Ingrid. And let's see, we're checking in with Yasmin as well, see how she's been doing. And plenty of great music, of course, going right through until 10 this morning. We're going to take a look in around about 10 minutes' time. Some of the international news of this morning. If you have any antidepressant pills, well, you might want to get them out. Some of the local news at the top of the hour, 8 and 9 o'clock. And talking about that great music, this is Sugar Ray. Someday.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I guess that's somebody's phone number. 867-5309, and that was Tommy Two-Tone, who is not a person. It's an American power pop band, known for that hit. 867-5309, Jenny. And that was 1981, peaked at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 for them, though some people consider the band to be a one-hit wonder, and did reach the top 40 the year before, though, with a song called Angel Say No. And, right, let me see, what have, well, I was going to tell you something. Oh, yes, it's my good morning. It's been a long day. It's only just gone 7. Right, let's say good morning, of course, to Mary Lou, with us bright and breezy this morning. Also, Renee, over there in Athens in Greece, because there's always got quite a story to tell you about Renee. We'll do that in a little bit. To Paul Dixon and Maria, over there in South London, United Kingdom. Good morning to all of you. Hope you're going to have an absolutely wonderful Wednesday. We're going to do our best to get it off, or get you off, in the right frame of mind. I tell you what, we are just sort of making our way down to awards, the bottom of the hour, 7:30. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back and look at some of the international news headlines for you.
Es-
escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De la CIA?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanama.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si es de antes, ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation, driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, a place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Yes, indeed. And let's take a look at some of the international news, shall we, for this morning. Starting with these terrible events in Turkey. Families in southern Turkey and Syria spent a second night in the freezing cold on Wednesday as overwhelmed rescuers raced to pull people from the rubble 2 days after a massive earthquake that killed more than 9,600 people. Where are the tents? Where are the food trucks? Said Melek, 64 years of age, in the southern Turkish city of Antakya, adding that she had not seen any rescue teams. We haven't seen any food distribution here. Unlike previous disasters in our country, we survived the earthquake, but we will still die here due to hunger or cold. The United States held briefings in Washington and Beijing with foreign diplomats from 40 nations about the Chinese spy balloon that entered U.S. airspace in late January, a senior administration official and diplomat said on Tuesday. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman briefed nearly 150 foreign diplomats across 40 embassies on Monday, the official said. While in Beijing, the United States Embassy gathered foreign diplomats on Monday and Tuesday to present U.S. findings about the balloon. Sherman's briefing was first reported by the Washington Post, which also quoted U.S. officials saying that the spy balloon was linked to an extensive military surveillance effort centered on China's Hainan Island in the South China Sea. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is travelling to London to meet Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and address Parliament on Wednesday at a time when Kiev is urging the West to deliver more weapons to help it drive Russian forces out. Zelensky will arrive in London for only his second foreign visit since Russia invaded Ukraine on the 24th of February. President Joe Biden challenged Republicans to lift the U.S. debt ceiling and support tax policies that were friendlier to middle-class Americans on Tuesday in a State of the Union speech that served as a blueprint for his 2024 re-election campaign. Assailing oil companies for making high profits and corporate America for taking advantage of consumers, Biden used his primetime speech to outline progressive priorities of his Democratic Party that are an anathema to many Republican lawmakers. Russia has asked Pink Floyd co-founder Roger Waters to speak to the United Nations Security Council on Wednesday at a meeting that Moscow requested to discuss the delivery of weapons to Ukraine. Russian diplomacy used to be serious. What next, Mr. Bean? Said a UN Security Council diplomat, speaking on condition of anonymity. Some of the business news. Shares globally jumped and most currencies rose against the dollar on Wednesday as investors discerned a dovish tone in comments from Federal Chair Jerome Powell through a policy tweak by the ECB meant European bonds sat out the rally. MSCI's World Share Index rose by 0.37%, heading back towards the nine-month high it hit in early February, and Europe's Stoxx 600 Index gained 0.85% to a fresh nine-month peak. Major benchmarks in France and Britain and Germany were all well into positive territory after shares gained on Wall Street overnight and in Asia earlier in the day. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan rose 0.76%, though Japan's Nikkei failed to join in the rally after disappointing results from big tech names, including Nintendo. And oil rose for a third straight day on Wednesday as investor concern eased about U.S. interest rate hikes, and an industry report pointed to a drop in U.S. crude inventories. Comments from U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on Tuesday were seen as less hawkish than feared, boosting risk appetite and weighing on the dollar. A weaker dollar makes oil cheaper for other currency holders. Brent crude, that rose 99 cents or 1.2% to $84.68 a barrel by 09/12 GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude, that climbed 93 cents or 1.2% to $78.07. And lastly for this morning, Microsoft Corp is revamping its Bing search engine and Edge web browser with artificial intelligence, the company said on Tuesday, signaling its ambition to retake the lead in consumer technology markets where it has fallen behind. The maker of the Windows operating system is staking its future on AI through billions of dollars of investment, as it directly challenges Alphabet Inc.'s Google, which for years has outpaced Microsoft in search and browser technology. And that's it. There we go. Those are some of the things that are in the international news and some of the international business news as well. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're coming to 24 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock. Gallagher's High Flying Birds there, and Black Star Dancing. Right, time on the Breakfast Show, 20 before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's pop over to Athens in Greece, shall we, and see what Renee's been up to. I mentioned this morning, I can do it again. I mean, today's weather forecast is, well, it's just another Panama summer's day. And there it is, outside the window, smiling away. This is what I got from Renee this morning. Good morning, happy Wednesday. We're having a crazy weather day here. I was happily on my walk this morning, all bundled up in multi-layers, as it was super cold. Says 0.6 centigrade. When all of a sudden, a big cloud rolled over and started dumping snow. Well, after a while, it cleared up and the sky was sunny and blue. And now, just a few minutes ago, the same thing happened. It's like a blizzard right now, snowing sideways. Okay, she says, yeah, bipolar weather. Snow now stopped and it's sunny and blue skies out there. And says, did you hear a bit on the news? I hadn't heard about this. This is about the baby being born under the earthquake rubble, still attached by the umbilical cord. The mother died, but the baby's still alive. So incredibly sad. And a miracle that the baby survived. One of those stories, isn't it? Sort of happy and sad. Happy in one way and very sad in another. Isn't it tragic? They reckon there's going to be well over 10,000 people by the end of the day that that have passed due to those tragic events. You asked me to play a piece of music for you. I'm going to see if I can dig that out for you in a little while. Thank you, Renee, for that. You guys keep safe and cold over there in Greece. You did leave Panama. It's not my fault. I tell you what. Two in a row. All right, starting with this one.
Thank you.
There we go. Yes, two in a row. We started off with the Freemasons featuring Bailey Zook, and following on there, of course, the 3 Degrees and When Will I See You Again. The Freemasons, by the way, that is an English DJ duo from Brighton in East Sussex in England. And the act consists of the producers, a guy called Russell Small, who's also one half of the house production duo Fats and Small, and James Wiltshire, who also works with Fats and Small under the alias of Jimmy Gomez. And the name, in actual fact, is taken from a pub. Yes, a pub in Brighton, the Freemasons Tavern in Hove, which apparently they frequently visit. Right, time on the Breakfast Show, 12 before the hour of 8 o'clock. Just getting back quickly to Renee. I did tell you that she asked if we could play a piece of music for you. Of course we can. Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Judy Garland.
I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find somewhere over the
Judy Garland, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and that's for Renee this morning. And let me see. Oh, yes, Paul Dixon over there in South London, over there in the United Kingdom. He sent a couple of little stories in for us this morning. So we're always looking for good news stories. A woman who kept an overdue library book for more than half a century has finally returned it, 56 years later. Leslie Harrison, 70, was just 14 when she borrowed Ich Lern Deutsch while studying for a German O-level at Whitley Bay Grammar School in 1966. It should have been handed back within 21 days to avoid a fine of threepence. Yes, 3 pence per week. Mrs. Harrison might have owed more than £2,000 had North Tyneside Council not abolished late return fees last year. The formal civil servant who once considered becoming a librarian took out the textbook from Whitley Bay Library in April of 1966, just weeks before England's World Cup win. That's very rare, isn't it? She returned it to Killingworth Library in December after learning that late charges had scrapped. When I heard about the amnesty, I thought, I'm sure I've got an old book lying around somewhere. And I know the library staff were shocked and amused when I brought it in, said Mrs. Harrison from a place called Shiremore. I knew I hadn't taken the book back, and when I moved out of my parents' house, I thought I wouldn't be able to afford the fine, so it stayed in a drawer. We moved around a lot, but it always came with me. I got married in 1974, and we moved away, she added. It's still in good condition though. I do look after my books. There we go. What a lovely story that is. $2,000 fine for not taking a book back. That could have been quite nasty, couldn't it? Top of the hour, don't forget, we've got some of the local news for you. And, we're going to be chatting with Andres Clementi in the next hour. He's been to the movies. So we'll see what's happening. Of course, Yasmin went the other day as well.
You took a steady, wondering, would you be my little? told you the level of concern, but you walk by like you never heard. You could bring down my level of concern. Just need you to tell me we're alright, tell me we're okay. Panic on the brain, Michael's gone insane, Julie starts to make me nervous. I don't really care what they would say, I'm asking you to stay. My bunker underneath the surface, wondering would you be my little quarantine, or is this the way it ends? 'Cause I told you my level of concern, but you walk by like you never heard, and you could bring down my level of concern. Just need you to tell me we're alright, tell me we're okay, yeah. Tell me we're alright, tell me we're okay, yeah. Tell me we're alright, tell me we're okay. Bring down my level of concern, just need you to tell me we're alright, tell me we're okay, yeah. 'Cause I told you my level of concern, but you walk by like you never heard. You could bring down my level of concern. Just need you to tell me we're alright, tell me we're okay. Need you.
There we go. That's 21 Pilots and Level of Concern. And take us up to the top of the hour. We've got the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Scar Tissue.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Me avisaron que hoy debe estar pasando el empadronador.
Mamá, ¿qué pasa? Estás tarde. Los censos van hasta el 4 de marzo.
Oye, pero qué buena noticia, que los censos son hasta el 4 de marzo. Pero, ¿y si vienen y no estoy?
Si no estamos en casa, dejarán una hoja de notificación donde podemos llamar al centro de llamadas 510-2020 y listo, agendamos una cita para que nos vengan a censar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 64310419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell, Carbly on her on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone, or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it, just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
But after that, my whole run is beautiful.
Started off those two tracks with Shanice and I Love Your Smile. And following on, of course, Roberta Flack, First Time Ever, I Saw Your Face. Keeping an eye on the time, we're almost 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Oh, I'm in the city again. What a beautiful morning. That ocean is just shining with that light all everywhere, and my new roommate has put flowers out here on the balcony, so that's soap, some veronera, bougainvillea in English, and it's just so beautiful. Oh, fern plants, and oh, just all kinds of stuff with thorns, so I know I'm not supposed to go out there. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. The sky's pretty clear, got a few fluffy clouds out there. The green is growing like mad, and the birds this morning were singing such a beautiful song. At about 4 a.m., there was just one who just kept repeating it over and over. I think he was stuck like a record player. But it was very pretty. It was at least a pretty song. All the traffic is starting to come in. It's amazing that I can see all the one of those mango trees, and they're starting to hit the blooms. They're really coming up. And I'm sure, you know, avocado season's coming. I know that's for true. Yep, because I got me an avocado tree that I'm jonesing. The last 2 years, my first year that it gave me fruit, I had 150 avocados. Last year, I didn't have as many, but they were bigger. They were 80, and they were huge. And they weren't the watery type. They weren't quite as buttery as the dentist's avocado tree, but they're pretty good. And the cook, man, she can do anything with an avocado. Our bananas, man, we have a freezer full of bananas and a bunch more still hanging on the trees. So eventually I'm hoping to get those cut down once they start turning, but they take some time. We have a couple that are kind of growing over on the new roof out there in El Valle, and they are going to be harder to get to. So I'm hoping my man Juan can get up there and chop, chop, get them down. Not a problem. Well, today is a busy day. I got some medical things done. You know, when you hit a certain age, you're supposed to have everything tweaked and twat and, you know, poked and prodded and peeked at. And I went yesterday just to get an appointment, and I got two things done. I couldn't believe it. And the prices, it's amazing the medical prices here in Panama. I went to get a mammogram, and I went to get a bone density, because after a certain age, you got to have that, my mother said. She says, and you're reaching that age. So I said, okay, Mom, I'll go get it done. Next thing you know, boom, it's done. So today is Wednesday, humpity hump day, and I'm wishing you all a wonderful day. You all take care, and I'll speak to you tomorrow if everything goes well. Take care, and back to you in the studio.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the morning.
There we go. Big thank you to Ingrid this morning for our Everyday Story of Country Folk, which just happens to be city today. And there we go. A very good morning to all of us. And that comes from Ashley. He says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Happy Hump Day. Oh, thank you. And you request that song, Atlantic Star. And always, it is that time on the program.
The best time.
For me to take antidepressants.
I'm sorry, what? Never that.
Good morning, Andreas Clemente.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And you just told me.
Yes.
That you're arranging a vacation.
I am arranging a vacation for September, which is long.
I think that's nice.
Long ways to go, but. Yeah.
No, I tell you that. I mean, my river cruise last year was done about a year and a half in advance.
You know? I gotta be honest. I'm a huge planner for those kind of trips because I don't want to.
I am as well.
I don't want to leave anything to chance. Like, I want to have the hotel I want, the rate I want for the airfare. I want to check out the restaurants I want to visit or the sightseeing spots I want to check out.
Why don't you go over there first and check it out? Because you're going to Hawaii, aren't you?
I am. I'm like, hopefully going to Hawaii.
Go over there and
Hawaii,
check it out first. That's the best way to do it.
I guess so, but that would be a waste of money, which I don't have.
Anyway, this could be great. But then you told me you were coming back.
I am, of course. I heard you really didn't want me to miss more than a week. So you were like, please do not take more than a week. And I was like, okay.
But that's the thing. You're going for 6 days.
I'm going for about 6-7 days, yeah.
So you'll just about get used to your vacation when it's time to come back.
I guess so, but you know, I got two little girls at home that need to take care of.
Yeah, because you're not taking them with you, are you?
I am not.
So they don't know you're going, do they?
I told them.
I told
the 5-year-old. She was like, "That's great. When am I going?" And I'm like, "I don't know. When you're older, I guess."
Because how old are? Because I know you've got a little one.
One is 7 months old, and the other one is 5.
Okay. All right. Excellent.
Well, yeah. So the 5-year-old is getting. That's a great age because they start like rationalizing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see it coming.
Sure.
So before that, you just tell her something and you assume immediately she takes it in and she believes it. So now she doubts stuff. She's like, wait.
Why?
Not such why. She actually thinks about the thing you told her.
Oh,
and
right.
She responds back with a rational thought about like, why am I wrong or something.
Right.
And she's
smart.
She is. She takes
after your wife, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. Nice. Hmm. Yeah. Anyway, how's life at the movies? Because Yasmin went to the movies.
She does. Yeah. She does go to the movies.
Yeah, she went this week.
I don't. I am a movie reviewer that does not go to the movies, which is weird.
Right.
Which is pretty weird.
No, it's for you. It's normal.
Thankfully, I get access to a couple of screeners, and I get to see some of them at home.
Before anybody else?
No, not before. At home.
Oh, but Yasmin gets to see them before anybody
else. I know. She is privileged.
She's on the list.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. This is it. Good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, because we'll get you involved this morning because we want at least one decent review.
By the way, it's a movie. It's a movie that I saw yesterday that Jasmine saw, and I was like, oh, that's exciting. We're gonna be able to talk about it, and I know for a fact that you would be very interested in this film.
Is it The Whale?
No, this is the Whitney Houston biopic.
Oh, okay. So yeah. I thought you said the Yasmin. So have you seen the Whitney Houston one yet?
Yeah, of course, but that was last week.
Oh, sorry. Yes, of course. Of course I've seen it. I mean, it's been out a day.
I think it hasn't been out a lot. It's been out. It was out last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It came out?
Yes.
So it has a week. It's been less than a week out. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Look at me. I haven't been to see it. I mean, well, I don't go anyway, do I?
By the way, it's not a big movie, so if you don't go see it soon, you probably won't get to see it.
Oh, the Whitney
Houston.
Yeah.
And I think, I think this weekend, you're in trouble because this weekend a new Marvel film shows up, so that's going to occupy most of the screen.
Here we go again. What's the Marvel film?
You want to know? I can tell you.
Obviously,
you're gonna hate it. It's Ant-Man. I swear to God, that's the property. Yeah.
You know who they should get to sponsor that? Truly Nolan. They should sponsor that movie.
The
people that get rid of all the pests in the house. Yeah. Is that a big guy, one of the old fly swatters, trying to kill Ant-Man? Or
I gotta be honest, I don't know. My expectations,
are pretty low.
I see Jasmine is excited for this one. Mm-hmm. She's an Ant-Man fan. My expectations are low. Because Marvel is getting very convoluted, and and it seems like a complicated movie to understand.
Okay.
And a movie that you need a lot of background to understand. And I'm worried about that for casual fans like yourself. And I say that word very, very...
The word fan.
Yeah,
I would as well. Yeah.
Very. I'm giving you a lot of leeway on that one. But yeah.
I mean, if it's an ant, I mean, Ant-Man.
It's a man that can shrink to the size of an ant.
So there's thousands of extras because there's a lot of ants live together, you know.
Well, they go into the... I can't believe I'm talking about this. They're going into the quantum realm. I'm sorry. I told you you're gonna change. Are you gonna mute me? It's not my fault. That's the premise of the film. The good thing is I'm being serious on this one. They're gonna introduce the big baddie as you call it for the franchise for the next. You know,
who is the big baddie in Ant-Man, for heaven's sake?
No, they're gonna introduce the big baddie that's gonna attack the whole Marvel universe.
Oh, so there's a chance the Marvel universe may be killed.
Yeah, but remember, there are a lot of parallel universes, so... What can I mean, it's... Marvel is getting complicated, I'm not gonna lie.
It sounds to me a little bit like the metaverse.
It's pretty much the same, but it's probably more visited than the metaverse.
You know, seriously though, I mean, all this hype about metaverse and you're going to be sort of... I mean, do you remember years ago we had a thing called Second Life? Which was exactly the same.
Wasn't it like Sims?
It was actually called Second Life, and you went and you did what they, you built houses, you built, you know, all the other people were there and whatever. And this doesn't seem to be this making a big hype of something.
I get a feeling that this was conceptualized,
okay,
during or
that's a big word.
Thank you. During the pandemic,
right?
And hoping we would move into a world where everybody would be indoors, and that has not panned out for the metaverse.
I think a lot of people would probably like to go to the metaverse and stay there.
No, I disagree. We obviously saw how the pandemic really people wanted to be outside. The industry that's booming right now regarding entertainment is concert going, live events.
Mm-hmm.
That industry is just making money like crazy. People really want to go to concerts and stuff like that. So obviously people are not ready to put on some goggles and let's live life through a... Virtual world.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Hey, let's take a look at the movie.
Yeah.
I Wanna Dance With Somebody and Made by Lemons. How nice.
No. The director is called Cassie Lemons.
Well, Made by Lemons.
Fair enough.
No, that's correct.
And written, by the way, this horrible writer that wrote...
it's good stars.
Yeah, no, right. The movie you love that I hate, the Queen biopic. What's it called?
The Queen biopic.
It's not called that. What is it called? Called something.
Yeah.
The name of the song.
You're
as well.
In the movie. Huh?
The Crown. No.
No. The musical group.
Oh, no, not
group.
That Queen.
The musical group. The musical group.
Yeah.
Queen.
I honestly can't remember what it's called.
It's
now.
Probably called a song.
Somebody no, it to wasn't, love. It wasn't called a song.
It wasn't called the title of a Queen song. Mm-hmm. Probably it was.
Probably.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
There we go. Well, I mean.
So this one's called I Want to Dance with Somebody. So this guy's super original.
I enjoyed it because I enjoyed the music. The story was interesting, but I didn't see the Elton John one.
That's the thing. The Elton John, I enjoyed it so much better because it was original. It was a. I gotta be honest. It's nowadays it's incredibly hard to make a biopic because everybody's so informed of everything. Like, for example, about Queen or about Elton John, you can Google their life and find out everything and every theory and every personal tidbit of them. Like, it's really easy to find information now. So making a biopic to actually make it original and focus on something specific on their life, it's really hard. And this writer in particular does not care about that. He's like, you know what, I'm going to go through the dynamics of when she was discovered, her rise to fame, her fallout, and her death.
Okay.
And that's it.
Let's take a look.
But he's writing the other one for Michael Jackson, right?
Well, I would not have high expectations as well.
Uh-huh. He's writing that one too.
Yeah, it's a guy. It's gonna sound horrible, but it's written by numbers. It's like, you know, colored by numbers. It's the same thing. Written by numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, it's starring Naomi Aki and Stanley Tucci. By the way, Naomi Aki, unknown actress. I've never heard of her before.
Mm-hmm.
And really great find by the director. I'm assuming she found
and
her.
And you've heard of Stanley Tucci?
Of course. Stanley Tucci?
Of course. Yeah.
Are you serious? You don't know who Stanley Tucci is?
No.
Oh, man. Do you, Stanley Tucci is probably the actor you've probably seen the most in your life, but you, and every time you see him, oh, this guy, I love this guy, but you never know his name. Stanley Tucci is one of those guys.
Okay.
Give us the plot, Jerry.
A joyous, emotional, heartbreaking celebration of the life and music of Whitney Houston, one of the greatest female R&B pop vocalists of all time, tracking her journey from obscurity to a musical superstardom.
Nice. There you go.
Well, not bad, was it?
My numbers. Anyways, let's start with the positive. First, the great discovery scene of Whitney Houston. Like the scene where the musical executive, I'm blanking on the name. Clive Davis. Thank you. I was gonna blank on the name. The scene where Clive Davis discovers Whitney Houston is really, really well done. And the reason it's well done is because my next positive: the musical performances are incredible, are super fun. Mm-hmm. They are complete. Most of them don't cut the song. They show the whole song of her performing it. And it really stands out. It gives you goosebumps when you see the performance. Obviously, it's not the real Whitney Houston. Obviously, it's not the real Clive Davis, etc., etc. But how they film it, it really looks like a concert. And obviously, I'm assuming they used Whitney Houston's real voice.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, like, the talent is just wow. And you can't, I couldn't help myself. But you know when you put the face when you hearing a great musician hit some high notes, you're like, oh my god, she's about to break, but she never does. And you, that's the face the audience is making when the performances are going on. They're that good. The 1994 American Music Awards performance is teased from the very beginning of the movie with a great payoff at the end. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that performance, the 1994 American Music video, the one she did, the medley?
Okay.
You don't remember?
No.
That performance? Well, you can probably watch it on YouTube. Is one of the great performances of Whitney Houston's life. And the movie starts with this, her introduction into the show, and it pretty much ends the movie with this performance, and it's considered her best performance live, and it's fantastic. This is interesting, and it's going to sound a little grim, but I enjoyed this angle, because I was looking for something original. The last moments of Whitney's life are written to have a reasonable doubt of suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that Whitney Houston was found accidentally drowned of overdose in her bathtub. How they filmed that moment, you kind of feel as an audience that it might have been a suicide. She might have been too tired of her life to keep going. Obviously, this is conjecture by the writer, but I enjoyed that he had an opinion. This was the only moment that I felt it wasn't written by numbers. This was an opinion of the creative on how to tell the story, which I enjoyed. Naomi Aki tackles the huge challenge of playing the icon and does a great job. Again, she does her whole life from the very beginning to her death, and her aging, things with drugs. It's a great balance to be that powerful as a singer and as a diva, and also be that vulnerable in regarding family and relationships. I found that Naomi Aki did a great job. Stanley Tucci is probably the most consistent actor working today. He does a great job. I mean, I honestly, if I ever in my life have the opportunity to write a film, direct a film, be part of a film, and have the chance to offer this man a job, I would, because there is not one of his performances that I'll be like, I did not like Stanley Tucci. I think Stanley Tucci is amazing. Do you recognize him now?
No.
Really?
I mean,
wow.
Might be.
They sent us a picture for everybody out there. They sent WhatsApp a picture of Stanley Tucci.
Looks a bit like Bruce Willis, doesn't
he? Fair enough. By the way, married to Emily Blunt's sister, if that helps at all. A powerful scene between Whitney and her dad right before his death.
Okay.
Did not see that's coming. There is a moment where Whitney Houston goes to her dad's deathbed at the hospital, and they have a really unexpected scene. And again, I'm looking for original stuff on this biopic. And it seemed, watching this biopic, by the way, I don't know if this is real life, because obviously it's not a documentary or anything, but it seemed like it did not end in great terms. Whitney's dad took a lot of money from her, and he died wanting more money from her, which is super sad. And that's how that relationship ended. And in the movie, and again, do not know if this is real life, she didn't even show up to his funeral.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So that was really powerful for me. I enjoyed those little moments. Ooh, nice. Never fails.
Each day I live, I want to be a day to give the best of me. I'm only one, but not alone. My finest day is yet unknown. I broke my heart for every gain to taste the sweet. I face the pain. I rise and fall, yet through it all, this much remains.
Moment.
Moment in Time, Whitney Houston. So good. By the way, just quickly, before I get your...
negatives.
No, your trip to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Renee came in and she dropped us a line and she said, Hawaii, you'll like this, has the best Mai Tais in the world, in my opinion.
There you go. I'm gonna try Mai Tai, of course.
I got some in the bedroom.
Mai Tais?
Yeah, I wear them quite often.
I'm trying to get my, the pun.
Mai Tais?
Got it. There you go. I was looking for it.
You've got American blood, haven't you?
American blood? No.
No?
No, I don't.
Venezuelan?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
That's the one. Anyways.
Let's go to the negatives.
Let's go with negatives.
You've got a few.
We got a few. Let's go. Start right off the bat. Ashton Sanders, who plays Bobby Brown, is the weakest link of the film.
Mm-hmm.
I felt he was doing a little bit of a parody of Bobby Brown. Like the an exaggeration of his personality.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm... when it looks like an SNL sketch, you're going too far.
Oh, okay.
Most characters around Whitney Houston are one note. And this is one of the problems with the movie. It doesn't focus. So... literally, you can put one description on every single character, and if you can put one description on every single character throughout the whole movie, it's not well written. For example, the dad, mm-hmm. greedy guy. The mom, overbearing. Bobby Brown, machista. I'm looking for this word in English.
Macho?
No.
Machicho.
How do you say this in English, Jasmine? Can you help me out? Machista? Whatever. Like, it's in every single secondary character in the movie has that one word description.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good. Even though the film is 2.5 hours, okay, it feels condensed, which is weird. A 2.5 hour movie, you feel like it's just taking forever, but it feels so condensed.
Is it a little bit like they sort of got the end and felt they had to rush the ending, or?
No, it feels like they focus, the movie focuses so much on the performances,
mm-hmm.
and they show most of the performances completely,
mm-hmm.
that obviously it takes so long. Like, in performances, there probably is half an hour of the film.
Okay.
So every single aspect of her story feels super rushed. Like, the drug habit, the Bobby Brown marriage, her lesbianism,
mm-hmm.
everything is, her sexuality, everything is just very, very, very shallow.
Mm-hmm.
Very above the surface. Wanting to see more behind the scenes of what made her the voice. Like, she's regarded as probably one of the best singers of all time. One of the best voices of all time.
Male chauvinist,
thank you.
There we go. Hey, Rosita, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Ha ha.
That's how you describe that character.
I get help from everybody, you see.
There you go. Everybody's helping out today. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rosita. Love to know you're out there.
Anyway, so, where was I? Yeah. Behind the scenes, like, you wanna see her at work. One of the best, I don't know if you've ever seen a documentary on this singer who died of an overdose of alcohol, British singer, super young, back to black.
Oh.
We're blanking on names today. I'm blanking on names today.
At my age, it's normal.
Yeah. I guess I'm gonna go. But anyways, there's a moment in
that... you're who? Who are you?
There's a moment in that documentary where you see this person record one of her most famous songs, and it's a raw moment recorded on a camcorder, and it's so like, oh my god, it's fascinating. So you want those moments in Genius. You want those behind the scenes moments. Those are the ones that make, and this movie, you wanted that. Like, let me see why Whitney Houston was so great, why her key changes in singing were just mesmerizing. And there's only one little moment where they actually go through that. And if you blink, you miss it. And you're like, oh man, I would have loved to see, like, when she's preparing to sing the national anthem in the Super Bowl, which is now iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me more of that. They just show a little bit of that. And you're like, okay. Like, I wanted more of that. That's what you want. You give me an original point of view. Don't write by numbers. The film lacks focus. Try to touch upon everything. Again, they go... She has problems with money. She has problem with her sexuality. She has problem with drugs, and she is and she's that. She's that. And like, focus on something. Like, for example, we were talking about the Elton John biopic.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, let's focus on his sexuality and on his drug habits, and they focused the whole movie on these two things. They normally don't show performances in the Elton John one. They put the music in the musical in like the story. So that's a way of focusing a biopic. You got to find a way to focus it. This movie is just like, let's try to put every single part of her story in a two-hour film. And it's impossible. It can't be done.
The young singer that you said basically overdosed on alcohol.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Ingrid.
Thank you.
You see,
everybody.
I don't know.
It's a communal experience.
I got Rosita, I got Renee, it's a communal experience. Mary Lou.
100%. Yeah. But anyways, Amy Winehouse documentary, I think it's on Netflix. There is the moment she is literally recording Back to Black. It is a raw moment. It's live, literally. There's no cutting away from that. You're watching this woman filmed on a camcorder recording this iconic song in one take. It shows her genius. I want that in a musical biopic. Show me why Whitney Houston was probably the best voice we've ever seen. I wanted that. I don't get that from this movie.
Did you get that from the Bohemian Rhapsody?
No, because
that's what they come on. Why could Freddie Mercury sing the way he could sing? And it was down to those teeth.
I guess so.
You must have missed that bit.
No, but
that's why he could, because the way his mouth was structured and the teeth, that's how he managed to get these incredible notes.
Listen, what Bohemian Rhapsody to me has a bunch of issues. That's the least of the Bohemian Rhapsody's problem. By the way, one of the great parts of this movie is that the actress that plays, and she's probably lip-syncing Whitney Houston, you can tell, one, she can sing, and two, she's great at performing Whitney Houston songs. Rami Malek was horrible as Freddie Mercury, as singing-wise. As an actor, during the normal, he's fine, he's great. But in the concerts, performing as Freddie Mercury... Yeah,
I can't remember the name now, but they do have somebody who actually sings. He does sing with Queen. There's a guy now who does sing, and he sounds like Freddie.
Adam Lambert.
Probably, yes, yeah. It is Adam Lambert, that's right. Final comments? We got today?
Final comments, here we go. Yeah. She truly was the best singer ever, and happily the film showcases the performances that highlighted that. Sadly, scenes around those incredible moments can come off as overly dramatic and incomplete. Said that... It's still a fun musical experience thanks to Aki's performance and the reenactment of those concerts. So, it's a fun movie. You get to watch these amazing performances of Whitney Houston. You get to relive her career a little bit and her great, great songs. And just for that, it's a fun moment. Will it be an Oscar contender? No. Well, we already know it's not.
Yeah.
But I'm sure Jasmine, in a movie theater, it must be epic to hear those songs. Belted out from those speakers. I really must, because again, her voice is just wow, something to behold.
But there are other singers which are almost as good.
You think so?
Mariah Carey used to be.
I think
she lost it. She's lost her voice.
I think Mariah Carey.
One of the ones I rate very highly.
Yeah.
Celine Dion.
Okay, I'll take that. By the way, Mariah Carey. I think Mariah Carey tried to. I don't want to say copy Whitney Houston, but she was similar in that point.
She's very popular at Christmas.
She still is.
She still gets the number one.
By the way, sadly, she has lost her voice pretty much.
No, she has. Yes, yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. Because the sad, I mean, you know, with Whitney Houston, what I feel really, really tragic is the fact that the daughter went exactly the same way.
That's so sad. They thank God they didn't even touch that point because they don't get that far in life. But that is the saddest thing. And you see the daughter grown up. And you know what the fate is, and you're like, oh my god, this is sad as hell. It's dramatically sad. It's a great tragedy sad, honestly.
There's one of Whitney Houston's songs, but the daughter's actually on it when she was a little baby.
Yeah.
Oh, mama, you know, and they're talking like that.
By the way, Whitney Houston, I remember, after The Bodyguard, she did not have a lot of albums come out, if I'm not mistaken. Like, she had, and they talk about that a little bit in the film. She had a... After The Bodyguard, which is like 1994, around those times, if I'm not mistaken, like mid-90s, she didn't have a lot, and that's a lot of time without music. I think she might have one album, and she had a world tour, but other than that, not a lot.
Okay, well, thank you. What are you watching this week? Anything?
Oh, we're watching some Ant-Man, no? Come on, we gotta talk about the biggest movie.
Have you seen Whale?
I want to see it, but I got to be honest. I don't think Whale is a movie to go to the movies to. I think Whale is a movie to watch.
That's what you said, isn't it? Yes.
To watch.
That's what you said.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think Ant-Man is next weekend, not this one.
February 17th. What day? Oh, yeah, you're correct. Uh-huh. But yeah, I'm not watching that.
Somebody knows when the movie is.
Yeah, I'm not watching that.
Yeah.
But the whale.
You know why she knows, don't you?
We might talk about the whale. The whale.
Going to the premiere.
She goes to the premiere. Yeah,
absolutely.
The whale is a showcase on Brendan Fraser's performance, which is a great story, by the way.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that.
And it's very sad from beginning to end. That's what you asked
me.
No,
it's about a man who's about to die and wants to rekindle his relationship with his daughter.
It's very sad.
It's a sad story.
All the way through.
Yeah.
Have a good week.
And he's 600 pounds.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All the best. There we go. Andres Tumbity with us this morning, talking about the movies.
Well, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. And we're gonna have a ball just like we always do. Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture you see? When you're hugging with your baby, last row in the balcony. Well, there's Technicolor and the CinemaScope, a cast out of Hollywood, and the popcorn from the candy stand makes it all seem twice as good. There's always lots of pretty girls with figures they don't try to hide, but they never can compare to the girl sitting by my side. Saturday night at the movies, who cares what picture you see? When you're with your baby, last row in the balcony. When you're hugging with your baby, let's go in a balcony. Saturday night at the movies, who cares what picture you see? When you're hugging with your baby, let's go in a balcony.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De la CIA?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanama.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si desde antes ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
Absolutely. I'll tell you about something else, if you remember. Don't forget to open the doors for the census people. But also, on the 14th of February, what day is that? That is, of course, Valentine's Day. Our friends are at Frank's place over in Costa del Este. They've got a special night for you, Valentine's Day. 14th of February, live music with John Carney in the evening from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Right, yes, the dentist is here. $49 per person. That's what they've got. So there you go, $49 per person. We'll be reminding you about that as we go through the week. Time right now, I guess, to go back to the music. We'll be right back. go. That's Don't Call Me Baby. And time on the Breakfast Show, 13 and a half right now. That's after the hour, 9 o'clock. We're going to be back with Yasmin a bit later on. Find out what you've got planned for the day. And also, we'll be looking at a couple of people born on this day in music. Mr. Paul Young and Every Time You Go Away. I'll tell you what, an interesting story I'll tell you about that a little bit. Ballet and heavy metal. Apparently, it's not an obvious pairing, but apparently there's a Black Sabbath ballet. We'll find out about that as well. Right, Haitian divorce. I'm sure that won't apply to our address. Steely Dan. we go. Yes, Haitian divorce, and that's Steely Dan. And Yasmin, you've been sort of rummaging. What have you got on today, by the way?
Mm-hmm. Today is I have to go to Multiplaza.
Oh, okay.
They're gonna have the opening of a green spot.
A green spot.
Which I guess is a recycling spot mm-hmm. in Multiplaza. Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, we're talking about this. This is true. When Christian and I at the weekend went over to Pedro Mandinga bar in Peter. Uh-huh. You know where the park over the road?
Yes.
And they've got these things for recycling.
Yes.
And there's all crap on the floor in front of them because nobody has emptied the recycling bins.
Oh.
You know? Yeah, you talk about recycling, mm-hmm. but people go there to recycle. There's no room, so they've had to put it on the floor in front mm-hmm. of the recycling bins.
Yeah. They're very bad organized.
You know? Not, mm-hmm. not good. Mm-hmm. And then they probably all goes in one truck anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
So, yeah, which was a little bit... So I thought, Christina, I looked at it, said, look, you know, she said, oh, look, it's all mucky. I said, yeah, because, look, they're full.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, that's... what else are you doing?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you more tomorrow about this, because I don't know what is it. I can see in the photo that it's like a recycling place or something
okay.
like that.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Oh, good. Well, it all helps if they pick it
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, exactly.
There we go. You got a couple of tracks this day of music?
Oh, yes. Let me tell you, the first one is Creed Bratton.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1943 from Grassroots, who had the 1968 US number 5 single Midnight Confessions, plus 13 other US top 40 singles.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's with Paul Wheatbread.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, that one. Or is it
no,
the other?
That's Creed.
Oh, yes, Creed okay, Bratton. Creed Bratton. There we go, there mm-hmm. we are. Okay. Midnight Confessions.
Mm-hmm. You got that one, right?
I have, yeah. I'm just saying, which one? This one. No, not that one. This one. No, not that one. It's got lost. Here we go. I found it, yes.
Okay.
Really, thank honestly, you. Trust me. I love live radio, don't you?
Confession, when I'm telling the world that I love you. In my midnight confession, when I tell the world that I want you, I'm not
There we go, got there in the end. Grassroots, I like the sound of it. It's rather nice.
This is the first time I listened to that song.
I think it's the first time I have as well. I mean, I know I've got it in my library, but it just hadn't popped up before.
Oh, okay.
So, well done.
Mm-hmm.
Bonus point.
Thank you.
What's the second one?
The second one is Paul Whitbread.
Uh-huh.
Gary Pocket and the Union Gap. Who had the 1968 UK number one and UK number two single, Young Girl,
mm-hmm.
as well as the hits Woman, Woman, Over You and Lady Willpower.
Oh, yeah, that's some great hits.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, Young Girl, is the one I remember because I remember playing this when it came out, Forces Radio Charger, that time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Young Girl.
Get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl. With all the charms of a woman, you kept the secret of your youth. Let me to believe you're old enough to give me love. And now it hurts to know the truth. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl. Beneath your perfume and makeup, you're just a baby in disguise. And though you know that it's wrong to be alone with me, that come on look is in your eyes. Whoa, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. So hurry home to your mama. I'm sure she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind. 'Cause I'm afraid we'll go too far. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl. Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl.
Oh, there it is. Yes, Gary Puckett in the Union Gap. And a couple of good ones this morning, yes.
Mm-hmm. I love that one.
If I remembered to load them up. You know, I was saying, I don't know if you heard before we started, they're going to do a ballet and with heavy metal. It's Black Sabbath.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's opening later this year. It's apparently Lala's with us as well this morning. Morning, Lala. yeah, it says the brainchild of Birmingham Royal Ballet director, a guy called Carlos Acosta, and the band's Tony Iommi. The ballet will premiere in Birmingham in September. It will feature 8 Black Sabbath tracks plus new music which has been inspired by them. Iommi told Radio 4's today that he hopes the rags to riches tale will attract both our fans and ballet fans as well. Well, it's a good, it's an interesting combination,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, I love it.
Hey?
Uh-huh.
It's going to start off in Birmingham. It says, follow a week's run at the Birmingham Hippodrome from 23rd to 30th September this year. The full-length 3-act ballet will then tour to Plymouth Theatre Royal and Sadler's Wells in London. I used to go to Sadler's Wells Opera House in London. Many years ago. So anyway,
that's cool.
It is cool, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, you enjoy your Wednesday.
Thank you, you too, everybody.
And I'll see you on our Thursday.
Oh, yes. See you tomorrow.
All right, take care, yes.
Bye.
So, there we go. Hey, how about that? Ballet and Black Sabbath. Now, there's a combination for you.
Nobody. other as a flood. Such strange bedfellows, it's the hatred and resentment you applaud. So fill up your glasses, here's to another.
There's two good ones in a row. Delamitri and All Hail Blind Love. And Chris Isaacs was the one before that with Wicked Game. Right, if you are keeping on the time, 19 before 10 o'clock. And tomorrow, don't forget, we'll be with you. Tomorrow being Thursday, of course. And who have we got for you tomorrow? We've got Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. He's going to be able to join us, I understand, tomorrow morning, which is nice. He'll be talking tech. That's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour. And apart from that, it's, you know, this week is sort of a little bit different because I've got an awful lot going on this week. So we've sort of kept it fairly low key. But we'll make it all the way through. And always great music here on The Breakfast Show as well. He's going back in time. Harper's Bazaar. Harper's Bazaar and 59th Bridge song. And tell you what, let me just say a quick good morning. I got a message in from John on my phone. Good morning to you, John. And he says, haven't heard anything from the Beach Boys for a while. Can you play something for me? Well, they said, you know, you didn't mention a particular track, so I thought, well, I know what we can do. We can give you a little bit of everything.
We'll remember. Sitting on top of the world.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California is. They'd all be gone for the summer. They're on safari to stay. Everybody's gonna surfing, surfing USA.
Yeah, it doesn't get much better than that, does it? Oh, there we go. A bit of all of them in there. That's Stars on 45, in actual fact, with the Beach Boys medley. It's amazing how they get the people with the same sort of voice, isn't it? If you are keeping on the time, we're 11 minutes right now away from 10 o'clock, and I'm going to be going off and doing something else this morning, and also busy during the afternoon and the evening. It may be possible tomorrow that I just won't have time to get any news for you. So say, oh, goody, goody, no news. No need for antidepressants, won't you? Never know. It's going to be a busy day, so bear with me. I tell you what we can do is we can put on the Ritz with Taco.
You go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with the stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dress up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix. We're Rockefellers. Walk with sticks or umbrellas in the mix. Putting on the Ritz. Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? High hats and arrow collars, white stacks and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix. We're Rockefellers. Walk with sticks or umbrellas in the mix. Putting on the Ritz.
Holland, that's the Taco I'm putting on the Ritz. Taking us out of this morning's program is the Tin Man from America.
Sometimes late when things are real and people share the gift of never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke flash stained bright color, image going down, 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 down. Soap suds green like a nothing to the tin man that he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, round, round. Cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me. Ooh.
Yes, America and the Tin Man, and that's bringing us to the end of this morning's breakfast show here on 89.3 Cool FM. And let's say a big thank you to Andreas Clementi with us this morning for this week's look at what's been on at the movies. And he took a look at the new Whitney Houston pick, which, bit of each, I think. There, perhaps one of the ones I might want to watch at home rather than going to the cinema. So thanks to Andreas for that. Thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her check-in this morning. And also to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio. A little bit of On This Day in Music as well. A couple of people in the world of music born on this day. And not forgetting my co-producer, Neil Danby, gets a lot of background information for us here on the Breakfast Show. The boys and girls at Grip and Grout keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM. Remember, back with you tomorrow morning, same time, 7 o'clock. Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, well, what do we say? Do it carefully. Why do we say it? Because we want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.